Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Why Choose One. I was just working out, so if I seem out of breath, that's because I am. I was on my way home from the gym, and I just had these thoughts that I felt like somebody else needs to hear this. And I was thinking about, I had this situation recently where I had taught a class, an impact class, for a big event here. And I had gotten someone to take some pictures and videos, and I was really proud of it because I was like, you know what, this is like, I can share with the world another moment of growth, you know, for myself. I'm proud of the fact that, you know, I'm facilitating, and I'm proud of the fact that I can help someone else experience a different kind of pleasure the right way, in a safe way. And it's something I really celebrate for myself. And I had posted it on my regular social media, like not even just like my Why Choose One social media, like my social media. And I had a family respond to that in an angry way. And I at first I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to unfriend them. That's it. I'm good. I'm not going to hold any resentment. I just don't even want to talk about it. I don't like small-minded people who cannot see what I'm doing. And I put up this like really strong, like, that's it. There's a wall. And I was thinking to myself on the way home today that it's really I feel quite sad actually for this person. There's so many times in my life that someone has come up to me and said, you know, why do you share all that you do on social media? Like, don't you think it's a bit much? Like, why are you sharing so much of your personal life? Well, and to them, I always say, why not? I'm not afraid for people to see me, myself, the true self of who I am. I'm not afraid to people to see my vulnerabilities, to see what I do in my spare time. I'm not afraid to share my story. And then they do actually one step closer to what they're actually saying. Well, why do you share and talk about, you know, sex the way you do? Is what they're actually saying, right? It's not that, you know, if I was just to talk, like even, you know, if I was just to talk about how much I love plants and share all about my plants, well, nobody would say anything. Well, why do you want to share about plants? Well, it's okay. I like plants. What they're really asking is that they can't fathom the fact that I would share something so taboo about my own life. And that's it. That's the exact word. It's taboo. What we don't talk about. And for that, I feel terribly sad because I wonder in my mind, I'm like, does this person have the ability to share about what they actually desire or the pleasures of life or what they want and desire? Are they able to communicate that with their own partners, with themselves? You know, and it makes me sad because I'm like, I feel as though we should talk about these taboo things as much as, because it is an essential, important part of our life. Sex is how we create children. It's how we bring on more life. But for some reason, somewhere along the way, the type of sex became appropriate and inappropriate. You know, like some conversations became taboo and not taboo. You know, could you go to the hospital? What if they were what if that person was a young boy or girl? And they had a problem, you know, with their genitals, or they had some, but they didn't know how to say it because you don't talk about it. You don't talk about it to your family. You don't talk about it to your friends. You know, it's taboo. You're not supposed to do that. And I'm going to shame you for doing that when you do. You know, you might be empathetic because you have a problem, but God forbid if you want to celebrate it, that's a problem. And so I find, you know, we have these taboos that we don't want to talk about where we're not open-minded to exploring what that actually means And I feel as though it's a mixture, of course, of societal, you know, religious cultures and societal norms, that we feel that there's some things we should keep hidden or keep closed doors. But for me, I don't feel as though I need to do that. And I don't feel as though I need to be shamed for it either, because I'm not afraid to talk about the problems. I'm not afraid to talk about the good things, the variety of ways of which we can enjoy pleasure and just curiosity, you know. And I, like, what if you personally, as somebody, I take it back for a second. When you look at Western medicine, even, you know, when a woman has problems with her menstrual period, you know, like she's having problems, but, you know, if she goes to a hospital and in a great deal of pain, or if she has experiences anything of the sort of some kind of discomfort or problem, you know, it's just considered woman problems. And even then, if you talk about that on social media, woohoo, that's a doozy. And then all of a sudden you're disgusting and you shouldn't be talking about that. And I say, why not? You know, there's people out there talking about diabetes. There's people talking about heart failure. Why cannot we look at this as another body part? But it's all circled in stigma and taboos. You know, a man who is impotent, well, you know, he doesn't want to share that with the world. But I would like it noted that if he went to the hospital and had impotence, oh God, let's make sure he gets a urologist. Let's make sure he gets some kind of specialist. Let's make sure he gets medication that's appropriate for his condition to try and see if he can still have a sex life. But God forbid if a woman has a problem and she can't have an orgasm. But, you know, let's not worry about her. So I do find it very interesting that our world is surrounded by stigmas, but we are getting better. I find that, you know, there is a lot of people who are more open to talking about it, but you kind of have to be in the right circles. Like, I am surrounded by people who are sex positive, surrounded by people who are open-minded. And that's because I created my life that way. Before I moved to the city, before I really started being out of the closet, well, I spent 6 years in a closet and hidden behind closed doors because I was afraid of what other people was going to say about me, because everybody else had this such strong labels and stigma, and it mainly come from a small town. But nobody was willing to have these conversations with me. It was obviously right or wrong, and it shouldn't be done. And there was no reason, or like, you couldn't even talk about it. It was so taboo. You couldn't even argue or debate. You know, you couldn't even bring up your side or your to try to open their mind, because it doesn't work like that. And so I'm just here, and I just want to say that I think it's important that if we just recognize or assess in ourselves, are we judging someone else for something that we don't like? Are we saying, ew, that's gross? Are we saying, you shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't talk about that, or you shouldn't say that to anybody else? You can only say that to me. We should always celebrate whatever people feel as though they have to say, and celebrate the things that they think are important to them. It is not our place to judge anybody else around us. It is not our place to judge if, you know, someone is doing right or wrong. Now, if you're actually someone who's getting this judgment onto you, like someone is judging you, I had to really check myself and not get upset. A lot of people are stuck in their ways. This person that did this to me was in their 60s. You know, they're in their way. They know they're right and wrong. They're in that stage of life where they feel as though they need to educate those younger to them. They are really evaluating in their life, you know, things that are good and that are bad. And so I am not afraid to hear bad things. And I will not judge that person and say, you're wrong, even though I know they are. But the reality is, I'm not going to judge that person, because what I'm going to do is express compassion to that person. Because how sad is it that that person feels as though they can't talk about sex? And I wonder if they have an unfulfilled sex life, even if they're family. That's sad. I don't want that for that person. I want that person to explore depths unknown to them. But they won't. And they will likely spend the rest of their life not. And that's not my place to judge, or it's not my place to say you're right, you're wrong. That's that person's right, and that's fine. What I don't like, and I can hold a strong boundary to, is you do not get to express yourself on my page in a negative light. And for that, I can remove this person from my social circle on social media. I don't need this person on my social media. Regardless of their family, people and their obligations to family, I don't understand it. You know, like, I love my family and I'm here for my family. And I'm around for my family. But I can tell you one thing, if they're going to be all negative Nancy to me, well, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, don't worry, I'll keep this person around, you know, even though they're negative towards me. Fuck that. I wouldn't do that if I was a friend. I wouldn't do, like, nah. I don't hold people in my life that don't hold space for me. For my true me. Me, myself. And especially to express hate. I can't tolerate that. So it's easy for me. And I'm proud of myself for unfriending. I could have a conversation with this person to try to see if they'd be open to the light, but I don't want to. I don't have that energy. I don't have those spoons to give that person, and that's fine. And I'm trusting that I don't have to. It is not my place for me to help change that person's mind. If that person was actually open to having a conversation, they would contact me and say, Jen, you know, like, I just want you to know that I'm not really feeling this kind of posts that you're doing. I would know then that that person would be open to having a communication. But that's just spreading hate, just literally spreading hate and being rude. That's not a person that wants to communicate or discuss. That's a person that just wants to spread hate. And that's okay. That's a sad life, and I'm sorry for them, and I'm compassionate, and I send love their way. Because that is the solution to judgment. It is not my place. It is not my responsibility to change anybody else's mind. And it is not my place to force or try to get them to see it my way, because I know that this way is so much more healing and honest and kind and thoughtful. It's not my responsibility. It is their responsibility if they want to grow. That's that. Because I can remove myself from the situation. Like, I don't have to stay in that place of being judged. And I also don't have to give more hate to those who don't understand my way of living. It is something that has long been in my life, and I'm really, really happy that I have gotten to this place. And I hope that you have also gotten to this place. And I hope that this also gives you a light. Like, if you're sending judgment to someone that you may not even understand, you know, like, some in the kink world, we often say your kink is not my kink, you know, and that's okay. You don't have to like what everybody does. I don't have to like that somebody likes blood play, for example. I don't have to like that. But I absolutely will not judge it or be like, turn up my nose and say, that's gross, when they tell me or talk to me about it and they're celebrating it because they did this XYZ thing. You know, and so I really think that it's just bringing an awareness to the words that we say and how we say them, because society has taught us to be judgmental. And no matter how many times, I catch myself all the time. But catching yourself, being insightful, and being able to go to that person and apologize and be like, hey, you know what? I was a judgy dick and I shouldn't have said that, and I'm sorry. Takes 2 seconds. Anyways, no matter who's judging who, that's the whole point I'm trying to say here. I'm just bringing awareness. And if you have stumbled upon this podcast and this is the first episode you're listening to, hold on for the fucking ride. But no matter where you're coming from, I think that this is just a beautiful conversation to have, and that all I'm doing is just trying to bring more light and love into this world, more pleasure, and just goodness. That's it. That's all, folks. Until next time, mad love.